Wilson thing. You get another guy, you know, get a backup guitarist.
Let's see, American Idol is on tonight. If you go to those offshore betting sites, Carrie Underwood is your current leader. If you want to bet, she's the favorite, followed by Von Zell, then Bob Ice, and Tracheotomy Boy. He's at 40-1. He's your long shot.
There are a lot of articles being written about American Idol and how they've blown it this year, that the really talented people have already been cast aside. So who knows what's going to happen. You're going to have to wait and see.
I hope that they address the whole Paula Abdul thing tonight, because she was on Saturday Night Live. I didn't see it, but everybody's heard about it. She did that thing where she mocked herself, and I've seen Simon being interviewed about it, and I hope tonight that they say something about it.
Probably won't. It's too tightly controlled.
Yeah, I think so.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if they came out and just said...
Even
if she didn't say it. It was like, you know, one of the other dopes come out going, Paula, you've been through so much, and... We don't care if you bang everybody in the audience.
The flowers last week. Apparently, that was the contestants.
Yes.
With the sign. And they blew it because they brought the flowers over, and it looked like they were handing them to Randy and Simon. It just didn't look
right. They each got one flower. She got a bouquet from five remaining contestants.
Because she treats them all so nice. Right. Here you go. We were talking about blindies before, and here's news for you blindies. This is funny. Too funny. Stevie Wonder blind music.
Okay.
Blind music news. Stevie Wonder. He's blind.
Yes. What?
Stevie Wonder. Yeah, I'm just telling you right now. He's blind. Blind as a bat.
Calm down, Rob.
Stevie Wonder is making the first blind music video.
Cool.
Now, we are going to get a copy of this when it is released next Monday.
Good.
It'll be on Yahoo Music. Steve has a new song called So What the Fuss.
Mm-hmm.
And... the video for blind people, the way that it's been described to me, is the blind person sits down and puts the video in.
Okay.
And then, give me a record. The song starts, and Stevie, or somebody, describes what's happening.
Right.
Let me see. Up until now, music videos have been one-dimensional for those with blind or low vision. Now, all music video fans will be able to apply their vision to Stevie's video. Okay, they're all on a stage right now. They're playing a tambourine. There's Belinda Carlisle. She's going to be bulimic in a couple of years. There's Jane. Now they're really jumping up and down.
They're bouncing up and down. There's a close-up of Belinda. Back to the rest of the band. Another close-up of Belinda. Back to another close-up of Belinda.
How great is that, though?
Pretty great.
Music videos for blind people.
So like the Go-Go's?
Yeah.
Quick shot of the drummer. Very quick shot of the drummer.
Okay, now they're in a fountain. Now they're driving in a car. Now they're water skiing.
Now Belinda just bit the head off a live bat.
Now they're having sex with eight guys. Anyway, thank you, Stevie Wonder, for making music videos for the blind.
I like the title of the song. Maybe it'll be good. Maybe the song itself will be a hit.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, I was just going to say that I saw one of the few shows when Van Halen got back together a while back.
Oh, where are you calling from? Where did you see them? Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Reno, but we drove down to Oakland to see them.
Okay.
And Eddie was wasted. And he looks like he's 65 years old. He has no front teeth. And we couldn't believe it. I kept asking my wife. I said, does he not have any front teeth?
Eddie has always kind of looked like his front teeth were shorter than the other ones. Mm-hmm. Eddie always had that kind of, look.
He always had that grin, like in that Hot for Teacher video where he's dancing on the tables. It's really, you know,
puppy-eyed, no-teeth Eddie.
Borderline retard look, almost.
Exactly.
And no offense.
And somebody plays the guitar, Don.
No offense to the greatest guitarist of all time.
Wow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there.
Hey, Mike. You missed the point when they handed the bouquet of flowers to Paula.
Okay.
Simon and Randy were trying to be funny by taking them away like they were meant for them.
You know what? That's one point that I'm glad I missed.
Okay. Thank you, my friend.
You've got to catch the subtle nuance.
Yeah, the subtle nuances of American Idol. What's wrong with me?
Glad you get the jokes. One thing. What?
I was going to say, that guy, it was nice that he called in. That was the voice that actually is going to narrate the Stevie Wonder video.
Here you go. Here's a feel good. You're going to like... Here's the only thing bad about this feel-good. Mm-hmm. Nobody dies.
All right.
But it still is great.
Damn it.
There's a town in Russia called Perm, and...
Everybody has curly hair.
There's a guy that's out barbecuing with his gal, mm-hmm. and he decides to impress her. What he wants to do is fling these shish kebab skewers. He wants to throw them into a tree.
Okay.
Because he's barbecuing and he's shish kebabbing, and then he wants to show her afterwards, as he takes the meat and the vegetables off, he wants to throw them in a tree and impress her.
Why is he going to throw them in a tree?
Because he wants to impress her. He wants to throw them like swords.
Oh, okay. So throw the whole skewer.
Yeah, right. Throw the whole thing at a tree and hopefully get it, you know,
stick in there, right?
Stick in there.
Gotcha. All right.
So he threw the very first one.
Yeah.
He missed the tree.
Okay.
He threw the very second one. Uh-huh. Missed the tree. Threw the third one right into his girlfriend's skull.
Oh, man.
It did not go deep enough to kill her.
But she got to eat on the way to the hospital.
Yeah. That's all. That's great.
Oh, man.
That's just great. I mean, the only thing to make it better is if she died, but she's alive.
Oh, Boris!
She's alive.
Boris, I am bleeding.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Speak to us.
Hold on. I thought we had blindies calling. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, see, blind people are always just one beat behind. Hello?
Hi, my blind friend.
Hi.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I was just going to say that the pop-up video for blind people, it's really not that funny.
Okay, you know what? Let that go because he's a blindie.
Are you really blind?
Hello?
He's gone.
He's gone. All right, well, I said he was blind.
I don't think you give him a free pass.
No. You think he has the skim milk eyes?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was just going to say that new videos for the blind, that you always say that radio is not that exciting. That could be an incredibly new format.
Now, are you blind?
On the radio. No, I'm not.
You're not blind.
Good.
Okay, only blindies, please.
These seem to be lame comments, and they should only be accepted from blind people.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm not blind.
You're not blind?
No, but I was able to read the internet.
Congratulations, God has smiled on you.
I couldn't see him, though. No, actually, I read on the internet today that the narrator for the Stevie Wonder video is Busta Rhymes.
Oh, really?
Okay, thank you.
No problem.
Good to know. That would be three calls on this topic, and I don't know whether it's because it's the blind or because it's people that are
the blind.
Concerned about the
blind.
Do
you like the blind?
They're slowing the show down.
Yeah. I don't mean that as a race. Do you like the blindies? And
blind.
I call them a race. Like they're a race of people.
That's right.
I want to tell you something. I want no blacks and no blinds by me.
Blind.
I understand that you feel an error, but it's never wrong to classify.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Big Auto.
One more call. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thanks.
We've seen Van Halen here, and Eddie still has the chords in his guitar, so he can't run very far. He was so wasted. We were on his side of the...
You seen him?
Stage. Oh, my God. He was hitting the bottle hard back there. In between, he was loaded. My wife threw a shirt at him. He didn't even know where it came from. He just threw it back.
All right. Well, I'm glad you seen him. All right. Have a good shish kebab.
And that's the test most state troopers use now.
Yeah.
You have to know where the T-shirt came from or they'll haul you in.
He would have paid attention if it was a bra.
Bra.
He would have liked that.
He was not a blindie.
Eddie.
Only blindies can comment on blindie issues.
Absolutely. That should be a hard and fast rule.
Fair except enough. For us. We're the eyes and the ears of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I'm not a blind person, but I play one on TV.
Okay, that's it. It's official.
Okay, that's
it. Unfortunately, none of the blind calls worked.
Is this really a blind guy? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, sir. Look,
every single call thus far, they've put blind, but we've been fooled by
pretenders.
People who aren't blind.
That's right.
Louis Jelly at your service.
Louis Jelly?
Yes, sir.
That's your name?
That is my name.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Wow.
Will you please pass the jelly? Yes,
how long have you been blind?
All my life. Except when I was little, I was in the incubator. I was born in 55, so they put the babies in the incubator because I was 5 pounds and 4 ounces.
This blind guy's got the real story about how he became blind.
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Huh?
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Red. How do you know what red looks like?
Corduroy.
Yeah. Come on, you ruined my joke.
It's an old joke.
That means it's not a good joke.
That's right. That's right.
Can you offer any insight on this whole blind discussion?
Well, I went to school for the blind. I hated Stanton. I hated that damn place.
Stanton was the school for the blind?
Yes.
Okay.
VSDB, the Virginia School for the Deaf and Blind.
Now, do you think blind people need music videos?
Do they need music videos?
Yes, do you need them?
I don't need them because I have a lot of CDs, but I like listening to them.
Mm-hmm. All right, so would you like a description? Would you like a narrated music video?
That's what I'm asking.
No, hell no.
You do not?
Huh.
No.
Interesting. Have you dated or are you a married guy?
Hell no, I'm not married.
Have you dated many sighted people?
How would he know?
Oh, I ain't dated that many sighted people.
How would he know? How do you know anything?
Well, they drive. They drive the car.
The other people do.
Yeah.
That's right.
But, I mean, how would this guy know anything about anybody he's ever been with?
Well, if he's in the car and he's talking to the person and the car doesn't slam into the street, he knows they can see.
Well, let me explain it to you.
I know he knows.
Blind people make the best lovers. They feel their way.
Okay. And you've had an active sex life?
Oh, no. No, I ain't that active sex life. The last one was about six months ago.
Blind people are giving lovers?
Oh, damn right.
All right.
Do you ever watch TV that has that descriptive service?
No.
Okay, I was just curious if you like that or...
No.
What do you think the most attractive part of a woman is?
I can't say.
Use an initial.
TNA.
TNA is fine. We accept that. And how do you enjoy our show, Being Blind?
I love your show. I listen every... 1990... I've been listening to it since the 80s.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Very nice.
Do you listen to other shows? Do you listen to, I don't know, Seinfeld?
Because
that's the only way that we can, like, be equal. Mm-hmm. Do you listen to CSI? Do you listen to Will and Grace?
Do you have a favorite TV show?
I listen to Sanford and Son, Dark Shadows. I listen to Andy Griffith. Mm-hmm. I listen to, I listen to videos on the VH1 and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite movie?
My favorite movie? You're going to kill me. You're going to hate it.
It's funny, Mike, with a blunt.
You're going to hate it.
I know.
You're going to hate it. I'm telling you right now.
Maybe not.
The Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz.
That's okay.
If you're blind, I bet the Wizard of Oz is a trip.
I've seen the Wizard of Oz 50 times.
Can you tell me, if you've seen it 50 times, tell me exactly when does it go from black and white to color? Oh, okay.
When she walks through the door.
Wow.
Do you like silent movies?
Wait,
hold on a second. Wait, he answered that question.
He got that one right, Robin.
He got that right when the house lands and she walks through the door.
I'm sure somebody told him, though.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know that?
I hear it.
No, you don't hear that.
You can't hear it.
I do. Come on. I do hear it.
When they change.
You can't hear it.
Hold on.
The door closes when she walks through another door, and then she goes outside. That means it's in color.
And there is like an angelic chorus.
There's an angelic chorus that comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you rather be blind or deaf?
Blind.
Blind.
Right. Why is that?